Picard Street fire near Stirling is diminishing, and many evacuees are returning to their homes this week. Across the Central Peninsula, hotels and restaurants that helped with relief efforts are getting back to business as usual. But for one hotel in Soldotna, this isn't the first time they've stepped in to help. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
Hooligan's Lodging and Saloon is an unassuming, vaguely frontier-themed hotel off the Stirling Highway in Soldotna. Frances Delisle is sitting in the middle of a puffy couch in the lobby. She's tall and thin and is being leaned on by an enormous, panting, scruffy black dog.
This guy here is my service dog. His name's Maximus. He's a Labradoodle. With a bad hair day.
Normally, you'd find Delisle and Moose in their converted school bus house in Stirling. But now, she's one of more than a dozen people who found shelter here after the Card Street fire evacuations began. She says she got the notice at 2 a.m. She grabbed all of Moose's toys and food and her own medications.
It was funny because I was packing stuff up and throwing it out the back door of the bus, and I couldn't believe it. I was going, I got to get my mom's ashes. And I just stopped for a minute. I thought, that's ridiculous. You know, why do you get ashes to leave something that's going to turn to ashes? But I just couldn't leave her behind. Yep. And that's the most important things in my life.
She spent the first night at the emergency shelter at the Stirling Community Center. It was there that she heard about free rooms at Hooligan's for evacuees.
It was nice to know because I'm alone. And that's a scary feeling when something like this happens.
April Strand is the hotel manager. She's been working here for almost 10 years and credits owner Molly Poland with the idea to open it up as an emergency shelter.
She's got the biggest heart. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better boss. She's just got a really big heart.
She says being generous is just Molly's way.
She tries really hard to help everybody, you know, not, you know, just here, but in her community. I mean, she's awesome for the fact, I mean, if you look at all that this woman does, I mean, she's a home, hotel owner, raising a family, has a bar, has a restaurant. She does a lot of amazing things that I don't think she gets enough credit for.
Poland says she was raised to think of others.
It's such a blessing to me that I can help people when they need help.
Last year, she took in more than 100 evacuees and put them up free of charge for days. She gave them meal vouchers for her restaurant and set up a collection point in her lobby for shampoo, deodorant, toothbrushes, books, kids' toys, and pet food. She makes it a point to welcome pets.
And I get it. They're your family. So you can't leave your family behind. You have to bring your family with you when you go.
And that led to some unexpected situations last year, including a pregnant dog who birthed a litter the day after she arrived, and a mama cat with a litter of kittens.
Someone had a goat, and I'm like, no, that's where I draw the line. The goat can hang out outside your room, but the goat's not going in the room.
And it wasn't easy. She says there were some damages that came along with the animals. She had to replace some carpets, shampoo many others, fix scratches on the walls, and this year, she's lost quite a bit of potential income. Guests like Delisle know what Poland's giving up.
This is peak season, and she's right here by the river. I mean, she could be making a lot of money off of our rooms, and she's letting us have them for free.
Poland says she lets the little things go because helping her community in times of trial is the most important thing. And she says maybe it's meant to be. After all, she's been trying to sell Hooligan's for years and hasn't been able to. So
maybe this is just what I'm supposed to do.
And she'll do it again if there's a need, though she and all of her guests hope she won't have to. In Soldotna, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.